Stop 2, the Lauf Clock Tower. This was the workplace of one of Nuremberg's bell ringers, whose task it was to announce the time by ringing the bells. The order in which the bells in the city had to be rung was strictly defined. The first to be rung was the bell at the church of St. Sebaldus. The second, those of St. Lawrence, followed by the Laufer Clock Tower, and lastly, the White Tower. Time was kept according to the great Nuremberger hours, a system of timekeeping which can be traced back to the 14th century, and which was only finally abandoned as late as 1806. Daytime and nighttime hours were counted separately, commencing at daybreak and nightfall, respectively. The length of days and nights were counted in full hours only. However, day and night lasted exactly 12 hours each, only during the equinoxes. At the winter solstice, the day lasted around 8 hours, and the night 16 hours. This was the other way around at the summer solstice. Consequently, around Christmas, the large clock rang out 8 hours, during the equinoxes 6, and at the beginning of summer 4. Accordingly, the clock had to be reset every 3 weeks by adding or subtracting half an hour to or from daybreak and nightfall respectively. This was called Zuschlagen, literally adding bell strokes, and Abschlagen, subtracting bell strokes. The English word clock is a corruption of the German word Glocke, meaning the bell with which the time was struck.